and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Trek Bicycle Store, Pensacola.
Good morning. Good morning, Pensacola, and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Thanks for joining me this morning as we dive into the world of cycling with Robbie Mott, owner of Trek Bicycle Store Gulf Coast, located right here in Pensacola. Whether you're a seasoned racer or daily commuter, or just someone who loves a leisurely ride, this local bike shop has everything you need to enhance your cycling experience. You can be part of the conversation today at 850-437-1620. Welcome, Robbie.
Good morning, Jess. How are you doing this morning?
I am fabulous.
It's a beautiful, nice, rainy day this morning.
It sure is.
Clean the air and clean the roads and get back... get back into riding and get back into getting out and doing some fun stuff outside.
Awesome. Here's a test. Can you hear me in your headphone?
I can hear you.
That is wonderful. I mean, we always want that, right?
Always want that.
It's definitely raining outside today. And I definitely don't want to be outside riding my bike. Unless I know what gear to wear.
What gear to wear, and definitely have fenders on your bike so you don't get that great racing stripe up your back, that big piece of mud sticking on your back.
I like mud on my back. Actually, when I was about 5.5 months pregnant, I thought it was going to be a grand idea to take a bunch of kids biking on a trail with lots of mud. I did it. But it entailed a lot of mud, which made it easier because I thought, jeepers, if I fall off this bike, we're going to be in trouble.
How did they like it at the very end?
I mean, I think they loved it.
Nice.
I think they loved it.
Nice.
They were happy. Pushed them along.
Well, great.
I didn't fall off. I was cool. I was a cool mom.
Oh, cool.
You got to be a cool mom, right?
Yeah, so, everybody's got to be cool. Cool mom, cool dad.
So tell us a little bit about, I mean, I'm newer to the area. I went into your store the other day. I have to say, one of the things that I don't like when I go into a store is I call it the pounce and bounce.
The pounce and bounce.
The pounce and bounce. I don't like it when I walk into a store and someone pounces on me. So I bounce.
So you bounce.
It's a pounce and bounce. I got to get out of there.
So is this a Tigger reference?
Oh, could be. It could definitely be a Tigger reference. So tell us a little bit background about how the store started, how long you've been in business, and actually maybe the exact location.
Well, we actually started back in 2012 in Mobile, but I've been in the bicycling industry since 2005 here in Pensacola. We have the store location is at 701 East Cervantes, in between, right next door to Maria Seafood.
Ooh, seafood.
There you go. Come get your shrimp and, come get your bike.
I like some shrimp. I definitely like some shrimp. I'm a little bit of a shrimp at times myself, which concerns me because I want to make sure that if I'm going to ride a bicycle that I have it adjusted properly for my shrimp legs.
There you go. So one of the things I want to talk about today is the right size, getting the right size bike and the right type of bike for each individual rider. You know, so out there are so many different types of bikes this day and age that their one bike really doesn't fit one bike doesn't fit everybody.
One bike does not fit most.
And one bike does not fit most.
I have some pants that do. I like those pants. They fit me most of the time.
Nice. So yeah, so usually when you come into the store, you know, it's more of an interview process when you come in. And we talk about, you know, how you want to ride the bike, where you're going to be riding it, what's some of your goals, and, you know, all around, you know, when was the last time you rode your bike, and, you know, how long ago has it been since you had a bike? You know, that gives us a lot of information on what type of bike to actually look at and possibly get you on.
The fun part is we have technical difficulties behind the board. Shh, don't tell.
Don't tell.
Robbie is laughing at me.
No, I never do that.
Listen, I put both of my shoes on properly. My pants are not on backwards. I have my giant glasses. You didn't get to see those the other day.
I did. Rockstar.
I am such a rock star. We are off to a great start here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. We're here with Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Gulf Coast. You want to be part of the conversation? Text us in at 850-437-1620. Again, I want to say that when I walked into your store, my favorite thing was nobody pounced on me.
Nobody pounced.
I didn't bounce. I stayed right there. It was great.
Great.
We like that.
I'm going to have to use that. Definitely.
It's trademarked.
Trademarked.
It is now.
Sweet.
That's great. So one of the things I was thinking on the way here, I actually asked this to Robbie. I was a little embarrassed. I was like, so does your butt get bigger when you ride a bike? It gets fitter.
It gets fitter.
But it doesn't get bigger. But you can fit somebody for a bike based on their booty.
You can.
All right.
But, you know, like, you know, but it also depends on the type of riding that you want to do, is it's the size of the saddle that you're going to be sitting on. So, and that's where all the questions and the interview process and, you know, a lot of questions we ask, you know, to help figure out what kind of bike that you're going to be needing and what size saddle you're going to be needing for your booty.
This is the morning of songs, because I'm like, back in the saddle. Isn't that a song?
There you go. Back in the saddle again.
You know, I can't name the artist, but I can just give you three words out of the song. I'm good. I'm glad you're co-piloting with me. So if you want to be part of the conversation, 850-437-1620. How about if somebody's afraid to come into the shop?
Oh, don't be afraid.
How do we rip the Band-Aid off?
Rip the Band-Aid off? Just come in. We love people to come in and ask questions. And there's, like I said, there's never a dumb question. A lot of people are, like I said, are intimidated to come in because they think it's, you know, they're not a professional. They're not a expert rider. They're not, you know, trying to do an Ironman. They just want a bicycle, or the person that, you know, their child is of age now to where they're walking again, just starting to walk, and, you know, they're looking for their first bike. I mean, that's exciting stuff.
It's super exciting. I can't tell you that I remember riding my bike for the first time, but I can tell you that I remember my son, Nicholas, trying to get up. It was kind of a hill. And he's like, I just can't. So I remember those memories. It's scary the first time.
It's scary.
I think it's scary the first time when you're older and you go back to biking.
It's definitely more scary when you're older and you go back.
Because you start to think, I could fall.
And you're higher up. You're not as close to the ground anymore.
I know. Being short is a plus.
It's a plus.
Never grow up, folks. Never grow up.
So speaking of kids' bikes, training wheels. I get this question a lot. Training wheels or no training wheels for a three-year-old? What do you think?
I'm a boy mom. I'm a tough mom. I was like, let's just rip the Band-Aid off to start. If you're going to do it to me, forget it. But I say no training wheels unless, I mean, I don't think training wheels are terrible. People think that training wheels are made to be touching the ground at all times, but they're not. They're made so that when you teeter,
correct,
it kind of catches you, right? So I think that's a huge mistake people make, but I'm definitely for no training wheels.
I'm right there with you.
I won.
No.
Do I get a free bike?
It's a free bike. You get no training wheels.
That's right. Yes.
So yeah, so there's bikes out there now that they've been out there for years, but they're push bikes. So they're bikes that have no pedals. So they're designed to teach a child how to do the hardest thing first, which is, what is the hardest thing to do on a bicycle? Do you know, Jess?
Balance. It's also the hardest thing to do when you're older.
To ride very slow.
Oh,
and that's
darn
where
it.
The balance comes
now
in.
I don't get my free bike now.
There's your balance, though. So riding a bike very slow is one of the hardest things to do on a bicycle.
Because it takes a lot of balance.
Because it takes a lot of balance.
Wow.
And you activate your core. So, but with training wheels, what we do is we put training wheels on the bike and you learn to rely on the training wheels. You don't learn to rely on your own balance. So if we teach you the hardest thing first, pedaling's the easy part.
That's true. Self-reliance.
So getting children to get on a bike early. And for parents, we don't have to bend over as much. The child actually teaches themselves at their own pace, which is pretty awesome to see. I see kids come into the shop and I just give them the bike and they instinctively know how to ride the bike right out of the get-go.
I think that's great because I think the challenge is for kids learning anything is that we are so afraid that they're not going to learn something that we overteach versus let them learn on their own. Just a little bit. Give them a little bit of a hinter, right?
Exactly. Just give them a little bit, you know, put the helmet on them and let them just watch what they do. And it's amazing to watch these little kids when they come to the shop. I mean, that's one of the great parts of what I get to do. But selling a child their first bike just gets me all excited.
Who's more excited about the bike, the kid or the parent? Or you?
Me. I am. But I've also done the exact same thing for adults that never learned how to ride a bike, you know, as a kid. So they come in their 20s and they ask me, you know, how do I ride a bike? Can you teach me?
Do you think you lose it if you don't use it, or?
It's just like riding a bike, you don't forget.
I mean, I know I never got swimming lessons, taught myself, so nobody taught me how to ride a bike, so I taught myself that too. So I'm wondering, maybe, have I been riding wrong all along?
Well, can you pedal and balance?
I am a genius.
There you go. There you go.
I think sometimes I question what side of the road I should be on. And depending on where I am, I will choose to go right towards traffic. But I know that I should go with them.
That's another subject for a later day.
Yes, it is. And you have a good story about that, but we're not going to touch upon that.
No, we're not.
I want to thank one of our listeners for texting in the text line and joining us today in the conversation at 850-437-1620. Here's a question. I might have missed if you said already, where is the store located and what are their hours? Now, we didn't include the hours. Let's talk about location and hours again.
All right. Location is 701 East Cervantes between 7th and 8th. And we're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4.
And Sunday is the day of rest.
Sunday is...
Or the day of biking.
Sunday is for the day of biking.
Do you bike a lot on Sundays?
I don't.
Yes.
I do bike a little bit. As you know, I have two daughters and a wife and a business, and I help out with other organizations. And you know,
you're a little busy.
Do
you ever just bike to work, or is it too far from where you live to bike to work?
I don't bike to work.
I did see one of your staff biking home, I think, the other day.
He bikes everywhere.
That's awesome.
He bikes everywhere.
Great legs.
He's got great legs.
Good tan.
I mean, he actually, you know, decided to, you know, ship his bike to California and ride home.
That was the gentleman?
That was the gentleman.
That was a great story. Wow. That takes a lot of dedication to do that. Nice. To yourself. And,
yeah, and it's about 100 miles a day.
That's nothing.
Yeah. Good for him, not me.
I will say I was a little shocked because I'm one of those people that, e-bikes. Oh, they do all the work for you, but they don't. But here's what I was really shocked about. Some of the bikes that I was walking into the store and I was like, I love the color of this bike. I love the style of this bike. This is a great bike. And then you told me it was an e-bike and I would never have known it because it wasn't obvious.
The e-bikes now are getting they're getting lighter. They're getting smaller batteries to be able to do exactly what the e-bikes were doing 10 years ago, which is pretty awesome.
That's awesome. So basically they're designed to give you a little bit of help, but not do all the work for you.
Correct. You have different ones. You have ones that have most of them are like pedal assist. And then also you have ones that have a throttle so you don't have to do any work.
That's great. What are the top brand? You have two brands you carry in your store?
We sell Trek.
Yep.
And we also sell.
Obviously, right?
Obviously.
Yeah. Trek.
It's not in the name or anything.
Nope. Secret.
So we also sell Electra.
Awesome. I did see that you, and maybe it's too early in the segment to talk about it, and maybe we'll wait closer to the end, but I did see that you had some incredible aids to help when you're on those bikes. I know that the gentleman that I live with, he loves to run. I bought him Body Glide. If you haven't noticed, my accent is a little bit, I do the R's, but he uses Body Glide. And I noticed that you had something in there, and I think it's my favorite two words to put together now, and maybe it should be a hashtag.
Hashtag.
Do you have social media for your store? All right, hashtag butt butter.
Butt butter.
That is awesome. So basically, it's just kind of like a cream or an ointment or a glide to help when you're riding, because we all know that when we get off our bikes, it's kind of like sometimes riding a horse. It's sore.
It's sore. So and you can get chafing. So I want to put this out there to the listeners real quick. I want you guys to text in what you think the best chamois cream name is. So I'm just going to name a few and see if you guys can help me fill in the rest. We're going to say butt butter. We're going to say D's nuts. And we're going to say buttonhole. If you have any other,
and we're going to say hashtag Jess's face is totally red.
So if you have any other chamois cream that you like, that you use, I want to hear about it. Because I'd like to see, you know, if I'm missing out on some product that I don't carry that other people will like, I'd like to hear about it.
That's awesome. And if you don't know of one, walk into that store. I'm telling you, just go straight, take a little bit of a left, go straight again. Boom, it's right there.
There's one other one that you'll have to come into the store to
see. Yes, you will.
And it's all natural, and it's made here in Pensacola.
That is awesome. We do have someone who has sent us a text in our text line. Say that again. Text on our text line. Thank you for joining the conversation, 850-437-1620. Here's the statement in question. I bought a $900 bike 3 years ago, then never, like all caps, never, used it literally. What do I need to do to make sure it's safe to ride now? Anything? It's just been sitting in the garage. Second part, where are some good trails that do not cross roads or streets for me to ride with my six-year-old? So the first part, do you remember the first part?
I do.
All right, hit it.
Bring the bike into the shop. We'll put it in the stand, we'll go over it, and we'll give you an assessment of if anything even needs to be done to it. 9 times out of 10, probably in this situation, you probably just need air in the tires. You know, and just to go through it, oil the chain, you know, and it's probably good to go.
Is there a special device that helps you know, just like when you're with your car, like how much air you should have in your tire, or is it
a floor pump that has a gauge?
Yeah, does it have a number that says beep, beep, beep?
It does. No, you can either use a floor pump, you know, some people use an electric pump or an air compressor. So, but when your air in your tires up, you want to make sure, just like your car tires, you want to inflate it to what the tire says. So you'll get tires that are 35 pounds of pressure or 120 pounds of pressure.
And how do you know when it's time to change out your tires? I know it's similar to a car.
Very similar to a car.
I mean, someone told me like the coin thing for the car. So is there anything special for people like me who may not know?
Some tires have wear indicators on them. Some of them, you know, they get dry rotted from just sitting in the garage and not being used or being flat. So it just, you know, just look at them, you know, and if you don't feel comfortable, they don't look good to you, it's probably not a good thing, and you probably don't want to ride on them.
And don't leave your bike lonely in the garage.
It's a lonely place for a bicycle.
No. So where are some good places, good trails that do not cross the road for this listener to ride with their six-year-old?
Oh, Maritime Park is a good place to go out and ride around the park there. And they're building a little bit longer trails down the street on downtown. The Milton Trail up in Milton, there's a couple areas you have to cross, I think, the road 5 times before you get to the trail where it's like 12 miles long. You know, you can go out to the beach, you know, down towards Fort Pickens. It's quiet, but there is some traffic out there. But, you know, it's slower traffic. You know, so it's not, there isn't too many designated places that are, that you can just say there's no place where you can just ride without any cars. So, but Maritime Park, if you're just going to go out, you know, go, that's, I've done that for the years, you know, teaching my girls how to ride their bikes and taking some people out there to actually teach them how to ride a bike. We've done that.
We have another text. You should talk about direction of riding a bicycle on the road. I'm from Chicago, and we ride against the traffic so we can keep an eye out for drivers not paying attention and possibly getting out of their way. Having the cars coming from behind in Florida is very, very scary. And it is scary, but I almost think it's potentially more dangerous. But we did say we might talk about that another time.
We will talk about that another time.
I was going to say, do you have three words to say on that? It'd be a cliffhanger.
A bicycle is a moving vehicle.
Gotcha.
So you got to, you have to, the rules of the road.
That's right. Mine was going to be, it is controversial.
Nah, you're a moving vehicle, so you need to go with the flow of traffic by law.
Definitely. So you need to adhere to that for sure.
And it is safer.
Absolutely.
We're not that quick to react.
Nope. Nope. We've been having a great time this morning. Thank you so much for joining us, Robbie. I want to make sure that everyone gets their last questions in as we're pushing towards the hour. I do want to spit out the address just one more time because I think it's super important. We can even share that if you want to take a look at trekstoregolfcoast.com or even give Robbie and his team a call at 850-912-6858. You're welcome to, but I will tell you, walking into the store, not getting pounced on.
No Tigger at all.
And just walking into a place where you know that they're not going to try to sell you something that you don't want, that you don't need, or that you're just not ready for. I'm telling you, it was the best experience that I had earlier in the week when I went in there and I did not bounce. So I know the store is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5?
10 to 5.
We're closed on Sunday.
10 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 4 on Saturday.
And the location is?
701 East Cervantes.
I like that. East Cervantes. Are you going to hoop, hoop? So let's just go back one more time and talk about fit for bike.
The quick fit, yes. Each bike's going to fit a little differently. You know, so if you're looking at a mountain bike versus a road bike versus a hybrid, you know, it's, you know, so the bikes that we sell are all sized differently. So I can get you somebody that's, you know, like yourself, 6'2".
I'm so short.
Down to somebody that's 5'2", all on the exact same bike, but on a different size frame.
From dad to mom.
From dad to child.
That's right.
We can get the same bike in a different size.
My mom's not 5'2".
But, you know, the biggest thing is getting the right size frame to get you on the bike so you're going to be the most comfortable.
My trusty assistant sent me a note and said, I can't believe it's not butt butter.
I can't believe it's not butt
butter.
Would
that be a trademarking thing? Would you get in trouble for that? Or, I mean, I like
that. Can we pop some popcorn on that?
We can. I'm not sure if it's suggested.
It's hot enough here sometimes.
It sure is. This has been so great. Such a great time. I'm going to let you take us out of these next few seconds. Thank you so much, Robbie, for coming in. Give us your sage advice.
Thank you guys for listening. And just get out there and ride and have fun. Cycling's supposed to be very enjoyable, just like we did as a kid. Let's keep doing that.
And get down to 701 East Cervantes Street.